Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Happy Friday to you guys. The NFL season is getting closer. Definitely, you know, a time of year to be excited about as we're heading into training camp. Every week on Friday, I will answer your guys' questions. Questions you guys have on football, on scouting, on players, or anything that is on the show. Send your questions to SteveTheScout81@gmail.com. Again, that is SteveTheScout81@gmail.com. Episodes are available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Today on our weekly Q&A show, I got some good questions I'm excited to answer. So with that being said, let's get into those questions. I'm excited to answer it for you guys today. The first question I wanted to answer today is from my man, Justin Montanez. Justin had asked me, ranking these running backs, Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, and Leonard Fournette, how would I rank these guys, you know, and who's the best, and, you know, what order would I put them in? And I think Justin had asked that question because these guys all came out the same year, the 2017 NFL draft. This was their rookie season. Looking at these guys, all three of these guys are completely different running backs. First, you know, let me just kind of say this, that they all have different strengths and they're all good. And some of them are better than others, at different things. When you want to look at the best pure receiving back out of all these guys, I'm going to say this. Christian McCaffrey is the best receiving running back in the NFL right now. He is, as a route runner, he's better than Le'Veon Bell. As a route runner, he is as good as any running back I've ever seen. He's the most natural pass catcher. So when you look at all three of these running backs, Christian McCaffrey is the best natural receiver. When you want to look at Christian McCaffrey's vision, he's got great vision. Out of these three running backs, he has the best feet, the best at being able to turn his hips, and if you want to look at the guy that is able to make the biggest plays, you know, McCaffrey is to me overall the biggest playmaker because of how much of a threat he is in the receiving game. When you look at Alvin Kamara, of these three guys, the guy that has the fastest burst through the hole, and is the toughest to deal with in the first and second level, I'm going to say it's Alvin Kamara just because he burst through the hole so quickly. Now, what's scary about Leonard Fournette is, in terms of a power back, he totally outmatches these guys in terms of power. But when you want to look at straightaway speed, you know, there was a statistic that came out this past year where, you know, it actually tracked how many miles per hour any running back went at any one time. And the top two was Leonard Fournette going 23 miles an hour and going 22 miles an hour. So when you look at Leonard Fournette, he has a great top end speed, but with a difference with him, with these other guys, is that he has the ability to really wear down your defense. Not to say McCaffrey and Kamara don't have any power, but in terms of a guy that can wear down your defense and make your defense tired, Leonard Fournette is better than that in any of these guys. When you look at McCaffrey, you know, sometimes I think the big question mark with him is that is he an every down back? I think he can be an every down back, but when you look at McCaffrey, what he's designed for is going to be about, you know, 15 touches per game and about probably, you know, a good five to six, seven receptions a game. So he's going to get involved in the game in more ways than any of the other two running backs. If I had to rank them this way, in terms of which ones I would take, Leonard Fournette would be my top guy. The reason why is that Alvin Kamara is as well. I wouldn't say McCaffrey is, but when you look at Leonard Fournette, he's scheme proof. You don't have to be creative to get a lot out of him. He's a downfield runner with amazing breakaway speed and amazing vision. When I look at Alvin Kamara, a guy that burst through the hole with the most speed and the most acceleration, it's definitely this guy. I believe that if you use Alvin Kamara correctly, which the Saints have done, I would take him over Leonard Fournette, and I would take him over McCaffrey. The reason why I put Fournette first is that he is just a pure downfield runner with great speed, great vision, and you don't have to be creative to use him. When I look at Kamara, again, the fastest burst through the hole. Like McCaffrey, he has great receiving skills, not quite as good as Christian. But when you look at Christian McCaffrey, he is a guy that I would have loved to see go to the New England Patriots, because the Patriots, what they do is they know how to get the best out of every single player. And I believe that if you really, truly take advantage of Christian McCaffrey, you're going to have a guy that better than any of these two guys at returning kicks, better as receiving back, and a guy that has tremendous vision. It is very easy for Christian McCaffrey to end up having a longer, better career than Leonard Fournette or Alvin Kamara. And I say that because McCaffrey does not take as much punishment. But if I'm just going to take them as a pure running back, I'm going Leonard Fournette first, Alvin Kamara second, although Kamara, in terms of, you know, knowing how to use him right, if you can use him right, he would be my number one. But Kamara is number two, and Christian McCaffrey is number three. At the end of the day, these are all great running backs. They're all different running backs. If you were to ask me finally which one of these three guys is the best overall running back, I'm gonna say Kamara, because he has a big advantage over Leonard Fournette in terms of initial burst, and not even so much initial burst as it is Kamara's ability as a receiving back. All right, the next question is from Larry Hagar, and Larry had asked me, "Can Dez Bryant still play in the NFL?" Look, I will say this: you know, yes, Dez Bryant probably does not get as much separation as he used to. In fact, he definitely does not. But I don't think Dez has been 100% as of late. When I look at Dez, he can still get better separation than what people give him credit for. But his shiftiness as a better receiver and ability to outbox guys, and just his smarts as a veteran receiver, He is still going to make big plays for you. He is still a red zone threat, and he is still a guy that deserves a spot on an NFL roster. So can he still play to the same level he did at one point? Probably not, but can he still play and be a contributing factor to a team? Absolutely. Next question is from Michael Flynn. And this is a great question if this is something that you want to do. He was asking, how do I become a scout in the NFL? And, you know, the best way to do that is, number one, you want to make sure that the first thing you do is that you're highly involved with a college team, and you do get a college degree. Most NFL scouts, yes, they have college degrees. If you are still in college right now, yes, great opportunity. If not, you know, and you really want to get there, my advice would be is to go back, you know, even if it's for a master's degree in something, but you definitely want to get that experience working with a college team first. Even if you are not a player, finding a college team to work with is definitely going to be a great start for you. I would also recommend that you take an educational course in scouting. I know a great deal about scouting, but there's still more that I want to learn. Great company that I am going to be working with is called the Scouting Academy. I'm actually going to be taking one of their courses in the fall. So, you know, it's taught by, you know, a combination of NFL GMs and coaches and scouts. So, I mean, it is a great program. So really just make sure that, you know, number one, you're teaching yourself as much about the game as you can, in the evenings, on the weekends. You gotta study it. If you have the opportunity to go back to school, I believe that's going to be the biggest part there. Go back to school, get involved with your college team, get the education, and then work your way up from there. And also to network as well. A lot of it is about who you know. And the last question is from Rabani Williams. He wanted to know, respectively, in the AFC and NFC, what is the best pass rushing attack in each conference? So when you look at the AFC, the best pass rushing unit, I believe, is the Houston Texans. If you have Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt both healthy at 100% at the same time, that is a combination that is harder to deal with than any other combination of defensive linemen playing on a single team right now in the NFL. J.J. Watt is at this point shown himself to be the best 3-4 defensive end in the history of the game. I believe outside of Aaron Donald right now, Jadeveon Clowney might be the most unblockable guy in the NFL. You have these two guys healthy and at 100% at the same time, you have something really, really special there. In second place in the AFC, what I would look at is the Denver Broncos. You know, it was not that long ago, just a few years ago, they won the Super Bowl with Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Von Miller is playing his best football ever right now. They got in Bradley Chubb, who in this year's draft or last year's draft is the best pure pass rusher in terms of skill set. In terms of skill set and readiness to play in the league, yes, he's better than Myles Garrett, and he's better than anyone this year. I would say Tremaine Edmonds might have the highest upside of any edge rusher in this year's draft, but the best in the last 2 years I've seen come out is going to be Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb and Von Miller together, plus Shane Ray is still developing. Shane Ray has not quite been the player that you wanted him to be, but I still believe that he's been solid and he's a guy that will continue to get better. And then you also have to look at, probably in third place, is going to be the Chargers with the combination of Bosa and Ingram. Behind those guys, you might put Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin of the Raiders. But to me, you know, when you look at pass rushing duos, it's definitely Texans 1, Broncos 2 to me, and then the Chargers 3rd. When I look at the NFC, Rabani, to me there is no one that is even close to what the Philadelphia Eagles can do right now with their defensive line. If you want to talk about a team that has the proper personnel to play the NASCAR package, which is going to be basically four real pass rushing defensive ends playing up front, which they have in Derek Barnett, who was a rookie last year, who to me looked great his rookie year. I see him as a guy that is going to get double digit sacks this year. Brandon Graham, who is one of the best defensive ends in the league last year. You have Fletcher Cox, who outside of Aaron Donald, I believe he's the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL. And then, even though they lost Vinnie Curry, they got an upgrade in one of the most underrated defensive linemen of this generation, Michael Bennett. So looking at Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Michael Bennett, and then adding Chris Long there, you really have a great recipe for a NASCAR package that can be highly disruptive. When you look at that group of guys up front, when you want to look at a defensive line as a whole, it is the best defensive line in the NFL, and a big reason that I think the Eagles are in good shape to be contenders yet again for another Super Bowl title. All right, guys, that is it for today's show. Again, every Friday I answer your guys' questions. Send your questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. I did want to thank you guys for making this one of the top sports podcasts in the country. If you look at iTunes top 40 sports podcasts, this has been in the top 10 lately, ranking as high as the second sports podcast in America. Could not have done it without you guys. I thank you guys so much for listening, volunteering, sending questions. Appreciated very much. Training camp is almost underway, not too far away from the NFL season. This is Steve the Scout wishing you a great weekend and signing off.